The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Tim Liljegren of the San Jose Sharks. Lily, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm good. Just chilling here. It's nighttime here, so probably going to do this and then head to bed. But working out, getting on the ice. Trying to golf as much as possible. A little tricky here with the weather, but trying to soak it all in before I go back to San Jose.
Nice. I got to back up real quick because when I first brought you in the Zoom room, I said hello to Timmy, and then I said Lily bringing you in, or maybe vice versa. How many nicknames do you have on the Sharks? Because I imagine not many people probably call you Timothy. You get a lot of Tim. A lot of Timmy, a lot of Lily. Are there any others that we don't even know about? I mean, people have joked about if you were a rapper, you'd be Lil Gren around here, because your name lends itself to many nicknames.
Yeah, I do have a couple, but I think Timmy and Lily is probably the most common ones, and then there's probably some other that I shouldn't say here, but it's a good. Funny thing in hockey, you always get a lot of nicknames wherever you go, and but I think Lily and Timmy is probably the ones that stick around the most.
Who is your favorite nickname on the team with the Sharks right now? Is there somebody who you just enjoy giving them a hard time about the nickname?
I don't know, actually.
It's okay. You didn't know there was going
to
be a quiz.
Trying to think if we have someone with a really good nickname, but I can't think of one right now. I don't know. I'm kind of blanking out there.
That's okay. Well, you can text me later if something comes up to you. I'll edit it back in. But so I guess let's talk about your off season, because we're now almost 4 months removed from the final game of the season. I think it was April 14th or 16th or something like that. It's August 7th on the time of the recording. I would imagine that right now you're probably itching to get back out there and play some competitive hockey, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think especially now the last month when I'm been getting back on ice, you kind of start to feel like you want to get out there and play some games again. And, it's not that far along. So, I'm excited. About season, I feel like I've had a good summer of training, and I'm excited.
How much time after the season ended did you give your body a rest before you got back to, not even on the ice, but maybe just getting back in the gym or being more active in general, going for runs or things of that extent?
I tried to give myself, especially this year with not making playoffs, you get a little bit of a longer summer, so tried to give myself a month, but it's pretty hard not to do anything. So I did do some stuff at home. I have a little bit of a gym set up here, so did some stuff here, and then just try to stay active with tennis, golf. But then I was probably back in the gym in like 3 weeks, so that's all I could do.
Nice. Yeah, I know that feeling where it's pretty hard to, as I've noticed this about most professional athletes, you guys aren't exactly good at sitting still for very long. So I can imagine that once you probably felt good, it was about time to hit the gym again. But just looking back at the end of last season, I mean, I know that there's just the nicks and bruises of any, hockey season, but you went in to the off season relatively healthy, nothing that you were trying to get over, nothing that, was needing surgery or anything. So you've probably been able to feel pretty good all throughout the entirety of the off season.
Yeah, no, as I said, I felt good after the season, no injuries or anything. So it's always a good feeling going into the off season, knowing you can push kind of full right away. You don't have to rehab anything. So, you know, that's been good, and I've been able to push pretty hard in the gym, so I feel good.
Nice. How hard was it, last year, especially towards the end, when the team was obviously, once again in the running for one of the worst records in the league, but at the same time, from our vantage point, you guys played a lot of competitive games. There were a lot of one goal losses or one goal plus an empty netter. You guys were competitive in the vast majority of games. Was that frustrating, or was it more of the sense of, hey, in another year's time, we're going to be able to turn a lot of these tight losses into tight wins?
I think you can look at it both ways. I feel like we kind of felt like we were close in a lot of games, and that happens so often, and then you get kind of pissed off, or like we're so close, but we're not there yet. So I feel like that kind of gives hope into this season that there's some small details we gotta fix, and then hopefully you can turn those third period, 5 minute losses into wins, and then our record will be a lot better. And it's a process to get there, but I feel like we're a young team, and a lot of young guys last year took huge steps towards second half of the year. So hopefully we can continue with that momentum and start off the season on a good note.
Yeah, are you looking forward to no longer having, the entirety of the narrative being there, to having that blank slate when you guys get there to training camp to kind of write your own story?
Yeah, I think so, and I feel a lot of people were, we were obviously disappointed with how our record was, but there was also a lot of optimism around the fact that you mentioned that we didn't get blowout losses every game. It was like we played competitive hockey, played good hockey, and unfortunately ended up losing a lot of games. But as I said, we feel like we're close to winning a lot of games, and as I said, if the young guys and everyone else, for that matter, too, can take the next step, as a lot of them did last year, I think we'll be on a good path.
How difficult was it last year for you to experience that early season trade and come into San Jose after the season had already gotten going? And I know that, you wanted to play, and obviously you had that opportunity in San Jose, but I would have just imagined that that's a not awkward or anything, but it's a change of pace to suddenly go from, Toronto and then suddenly be in San Jose. Completely new team and teammates. I know that we spoke about it before. You said it was nice that there was a good amount of Swedes in San Jose, but probably still, was difficult regardless, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time it's ever happened to me, so I didn't really know what to expect coming in, and it's a lot of emotions going through your head, and it's a lot of stuff you gotta take care of off ice, car, apartment, and stuff like that. So it's a lot of stuff to figure out, but I felt very welcome from the get-go, and I mentioned before, I think group of guys we have in the team is very good, very good locker room. Good mix with veteran guys and young, funny guys. So I felt comfortable fairly quick. And then for me personally, hockey-wise, I think it was like up and down year. I think, after Four Nations break, I feel like I played the hockey I wanted to play on a more consistent basis. So that's, also trying to get that momentum. Start the year.
Yeah, I mean, that was something that you talked about at the end of last year. I know in the last conversation we had, you talked about those inconsistencies in your game. Is that something that, you look at it only personally, or do you also look at the fact that the team also, there were a bunch of injuries, there were a bunch of trades? Are you like, no, Ted, I don't want to talk about, other things that impacted my game? Is it just you focusing on yourself and trying to be that version that you were after the Four Nations break for all of this upcoming year?
Yeah, no, I just felt like looking at my game individually, I feel like there was games where I played well, and then there was games where I played bad, regardless of how the team played. So, and after Four Nations, I felt like my performance was more consistent with how I want to play. So It's a lot of factors that goes into it. I don't have all the answers as to why you play good sometimes and bad sometimes, but kind of looking for that feeling as I had at the end of the year, and I bring that same feeling in.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all noticed that after the Four Nations break, the team played a lot better, a lot tighter. I know there were some changes in the defensive structure that allowed you guys to maybe be a little bit more comfortable. How much carryover can there be from last year to this year? Or is it just kind of those of you that remain, you take that knowledge with you into this upcoming year of knowing, you know, what you can look at of what worked towards the end of the year and how to apply that to this season?
I think the players got a feel, of what they think. We talked to Warsaw. I feel like Warsaw was gonna do a good job of, telling the new guys, implementing the system we want to play and get the guys on board. And if we can do that, I feel like we're gonna be in a good spot.
Nice. Yeah. Are you in the process of now where you feel like you've looked at the roster and, you know, guys that have come in, new players, to where you think like, yeah, I can have fun with these guys. I can play with these guys. I know that, you know, the roster as it stands right now is never the same as it'll be in, you know, March. But, you know, I feel like this is a good group of guys, and it feels like the newcomers will be able to acclimate pretty well with what you guys were doing.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I haven't played with all of them. I play with Klinger in Toronto, and
Yeah.
he's a funny guy. So I was excited when he got signed, and haven't played with other guys, but they seem, you played against them, seem like good guys. So I'm sure it's gonna be good.
Do you guys have a text thread going on in the off season?
We do. It's the same as during the season, but there's some messages from time to time. So yeah, it's fun.
Nice. And I know that obviously you're not living exactly where some of the other Swedes on the team are, but do you guys, you know, to those of you that are Swedish on the team, do you guys talk a little bit more? And have there been any meetups in the off season?
Yeah, I met Grundy in Stockholm. I was trying to meet Eki and Wenny too, but Eki was at the draft with his brother,
All right.
so I missed him. And then I think Wenny was on vacation, so only met up with Grundy. So yeah, that was a little bit boring that they were not home when I was there. But yeah, we keep in touch for sure.
Nice. We'll find out later if they were trying to avoid you.
Eki actually came back to Stockholm the day I was leaving. So we were
Yeah.
trying to get a coffee, but the timing just wasn't there. So
Well, there's plenty of
unfortunate.
time for you guys to get sick of each other in a couple months.
Yeah.
When do you plan on coming back to the Bay Area? What's your plan right now?
I'm coming back early September. I think the 2nd is planned right now. So I'll have a couple of weeks there before camp starts. So that would be nice.
What are your goals heading into this upcoming season?
I think just continue getting better, have a leading role on the back end, and win some hockey games.
Yeah. I like that idea, man. It'll be fun to see what you guys can do. And then just as, you know, a last one for you, because like we talked about earlier, you came in last year, you know, after the start by way of a trade. How long did it take for San Jose to feel like home and for the Sharks to be your team? I mean, I know that, you know, as soon as you put the sweater on, you're out there competing for that team and these are your new teammates. But how long did it take before, you know, you kind of got used to everything to where you felt like, yeah, this is home now. This is who I play for.
Pretty quick. I mean, it's a game every other day. Like, you get right into it. You meet the guys every day. So, like, with the team, it was pretty quick. And as I said before, like, having Swedes there was easier. And then I feel real San Jose to feel like home was probably when I got my apartment set up fully. You don't have to go to a hotel after games practice. So That was nice when I got that. And but yeah, as I said, I think it's a good group of guys, and they were very welcome, and it was fun from the get-go.
Well, Lily, I will let you go, man, but I appreciate your time as always, and I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks, all right?
All right, same. Good talk to you.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.